It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton District with Mayor Sue Moore. How are we doing, Sue?
Oh, pretty good, although that wind's starting to pick up again today. The last couple of days have been really nice.
It has been, although nice to see the back end of the rain for a little while. I don't want to be that guy who says I'm tired of the rain, but it is nice that it stopped for a bit, hey?
Yeah, exactly, and that wind dries it out so much.
Yeah, that's true. Now, what's happening in the realm of arts and culture in Singleton?
The Arts and Culture Centre has lots of activities happening, and I'm sure everybody that's visited there would know that. We actually heard the other day that there's about 40 people a day that actually visit our Arts and Culture Centre.
Wow.
So we're nature journaling at the Arts and Culture Centre. So the exhibition that's currently showing, which is called Viewpoints, Wollamai National Park, is in its last week. So if you want to have a glimpse of that, get your skates on and get down there and have a look at that as soon as possible. So it's been commissioned in partnership with Muswellbrook Regional Art Gallery with support of the Government Resources for Region program and New South Wales National Parks and Wildlife Service. So it's one to be seen while it's available. So it closes on the 3rd of July. And there'll be a nature journaling experience this Saturday of the 18th of March.
Right. Okay, we'll go and check that one out before it disappears. NAIDOC Week is coming up, Sue.
NAIDOC Week is coming up very close. The 3rd of July till the 11th of July. I hate talking about July. It seems so cold. but NAIDOC Week is always in early July, so that's and this year it'll be extra special because it's going to be a family fun day on Wednesday, the 6th of July, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Singleton Showground. So there'll be lots of activities and entertainment, free barbecue, welcome to the country flag raising, cultural activities, jumping castles, community stalls, elders tent, and so much more. So come along, have a look at everything that's there, and demonstrations. This year's NAIDOC theme, of course, is Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up.
Okay, so, go and check that one out. I dare say there'll be more stuff on the council website about that.
Yes, of course.
And finally, you've got a council meeting next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday evening, we meet on Tuesdays always now, third Tuesdays of the month instead of the Mondays. This meeting is particularly important because we'll be considering the adoption of the Create Singleton Strategic Plan 2032, which is our direction for the community. That we've effectively our Bible of activities for the community for the next 10 years. So it includes a four-year delivery program and a one-year operational plan. So we've been out on public exhibition, didn't receive a lot of interest. I think only about 10 submissions in relation to that document out of our whole population, which is a little disappointing, but as we worked through the community strategic plan, we had 8,000 submissions to help us write our community strategic plan. So
wow.
We're still confident that we've captured a very large aspect of our community, community's thoughts and ideas of what they want us to do for the next few years.
I think you definitely have. And also, Sue, with the much-discussed council election or re-elections, I guess, coming up on the 30th of July, will there be a caretaker mode or are you guys just continuing right up until then?
No, because it's been recalled as a by-election and not a full election, we can operate as a council right up until the election day, so there is no caretaker period. It doesn't involve my position, of course, which
yes.
We explained in the past. Council, which is a great thing because we can actually hold a council meeting next Tuesday and adopt our budget, which is absolutely essential without the constraints of the caretaker period.
Absolutely. And I've been getting the information from the council about the upcoming election on the website. So if you want to find out more details, go to the Singleton Council site. And of course, Sue, thank you very much for joining us. We'll speak again in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.